thousand people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession that you made. Declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you of God. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war for your souls. There's such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that He visits us. Once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received the mercy of God, the mercy of God, oh, oh, the mercy of God, the mercy of God.
Israelites around the world, greetings! May the divine influence be with you and may Yahweh bless you. This is part 8 of Chosen. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Chosen is found in the Word Studies menu. We have covered the entire Old Testament, the Gospels, and now are in the book of Acts. And we have seen in every example that Yahweh's chosen people are none other than the children of Jacob, Israel. The prophecies concerning Israelites in the Old Testament are being fulfilled in the New Testament. The Bible is not a two-part book, in which the first half is Jewish and the latter half Gentile-ish. The Bible is the book of the generations of the race of Adam. If Adam was a Jew, then we'd all be Jews. Thank God we're not. The Bible is one book, and it's the history and heritage of one people, Yahweh's people, which He planted in the earth to build His kingdom. How can the Jews be building the kingdom when they have clearly defiled and destroyed it in the Old Testament, and continued to destroy it and the Word in the New Testament, and even murdered Christ and blamed it on the Romans? Maybe you are starting to see that the children of Esau Edom are the vessels of destruction and are devoted to wrath. And the children of Jacob are the vessels of mercy that can receive the loving commitment of Yahweh if they respond to His Word, to His watchmen warning them, and if they come up out of the lies of denominational churchianity and the false beliefs which society has been brainwashed with. If you already understand some of these things, then rejoice, for you have been chosen. Understanding the belief comes from hearing, and hearing with understanding comes only from the Father. Continue in the truth, and may the belief of you mature. Let's resume our study in the book of Acts, which is a book of transition from the Old Covenant, in which our ancestors were under the Levitical ordinances of sacrifices and atoning rituals, with a priesthood as mediator to Yahweh, to the better or renewed covenant, in which those Levitical ordinances, rituals, and priesthood were what was done away with at the Pale, because Christ became our mediator and high priest to Yahweh, and now we make spiritual sacrifices, which are made by obedience, brotherly love, furthering and continuing in study and education of your heritage, your duty, and your purpose now that you have been chosen. It's not to just believe, it's to be an example and a witness to the millions of lost Israelites who are still walking in darkness. Acts 15:5. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying, that it was needful to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moshe. These are those Israelite members of the sects that did not understand or were fooled by the Edomite members. The Edomite Jews do not believe, nor ever will. They just agitate and cause division. Verse 6, and the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men, brethren, ye know how that a good while ago Elohim made choice among us, that the nations of lost Israelites by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And Elohim, which knows the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith, or purifying their hearts by the belief. Circumcision is an Abrahamic covenant. Every Israelite male child is to be circumcised on the eighth day. If you were called and were not circumcised, you don't need to get circumcised. Many of the lost and scattered Israelites were uncircumcised, and when the gospel caught up with them and they took hold of it, they were not required to be circumcised at that point. Yahweh is looking for the circumcision of their hearts and for them to learn their heritage, who they are, and whose they are. Paul's vision of the man of Macedonia, Acts 16:6. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and they were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Asia was not China, Korea, or Japan. It was the Roman province of Anatolia. The gospel is not for Orientals. They were to go to Macedonia first, where Israelites were. Verse 7. After they were come to Musia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Musia and came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Master had called, or bid, us for to preach the gospel unto them. Verse 13. And on the Shabbat we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped Elohim, heard us, whose heart the prince opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Luke 24:45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. We don't choose him. He chooses us. Opened is G 1272, Dianoigo, which means to rouse in one the faculty of understanding or the desire of learning. Verse 15. And when she was immersed in understanding, and her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be believing in the Master, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Wouldn't you think that this woman and her household went on to witness to others? Yahweh doesn't want people to just believe. What does that do? He wants us to believe, know, and do what he says. Acts 22:12. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the Torah, having a good report of all the Judeans which dwelt there, came unto me and stood, and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And Ananias said, The Elohim of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see the Just One, and should hear the voice of his mouth. Chosen is G4400, proki ridzomahi, to put into the hand, to set before one's self, to determine, appoint, to purpose. If you remember, on the road to Damascus when Christ was dealing with Paul, the men with him did not see or understand what was occurring. Everything we receive comes from Yahweh, the good and the bad. If you are doing that which is right in the sight of Yahweh, you will receive blessings, protection, and the Holy Spirit. If you are doing that which is evil in His sight, you will receive calamity, curses, sickness, and sometimes demons. What do you think abides in the minds, hearts, and bodies of the believers of Jewish Jesus? Demons. Paul is retelling the account of his conversion to King Agrippa and what Yeshua instructed him. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Elohim, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith, or sanctified by the belief that is in me. Isaiah 35:5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Them that are sanctified is G37, hagiazo, and means to acknowledge, to separate from profane things and dedicate to Elohim, to cleanse, purify, consecrate, free from the guilt of sin, renewing the soul, to set apart. If you know your scripture, the only people ever sanctified are the children of Israel. In Acts, we see that Christ chose and ordained his taught ones. Yahweh chose Matthias by lot to replace Judas, the Jew, thief, and betrayer. Yahweh calls Israelites near and afar off, because all Israelites are under the promises made with Abraham. The Holy Spirit is given to those that obey Him. We can see that the churches do not have the Holy Spirit because they don't obey and have cast out the law. Do they follow or obey anything in Scripture? Paul was chosen by Yahweh to bring the gospel to lost Israelites. Cornelius was blessed because of brotherly compassion. Yahweh saw his works and drew him closer to him because of it. Christ was anointed by Yahweh to redeem his anointed people Israel. Paul states that the forefathers were chosen and that the gospel is to their children. The Bible is the book of the race of Adam and is exclusively about Israelites. Peter states that he was chosen to bring the gospel to the lost nations of Israelites. Israelites are sanctified. Sanctified means set apart, dedicated. Only the children of Isaac are the called, set apart, sanctified, and chosen people. Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Yeshua Christ, called, or appointed, to be an ambassador, separated, or set apart and appointed, unto the gospel of Yahweh. Acts 9:15. But the master said unto him, Go your way, for Paul is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the nations and kings of the children of Israel. Verse 2. Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Acts 26:6. And now I stand and am judged for the expectation of the promise made of Elohim unto our fathers. Verse 3. Concerning his son Yeshua Christ, our master, which was made of the seed of David, down through the flesh. This is a lineal statement of ancestry, the same race, kin, and nation as David. Verse 4. And declared to be the one who has been distinguished as the Son of Elohim with power, according to the spirit of set-apartness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received favor and a message for obedience to belief among all the nations for his name, among whom are you also the called, or invited, or appointed, of Yeshua Christ. Paul is stating that they, meaning the Roman Judahites, are also of the same seed line of David and eligible for the calling. Verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Elohim, called, or invited, or appointed, saints, or set apart, or blameless, grace, or favor, or even divine influence to you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and the Prince Yeshua Christ. Prayer of Thanksgiving, verse 8. First, I thank my Elohim through Yeshua Christ for you all, that the belief of you is spoken of throughout the whole society. The whole world, or society, here is referring to the Adamic world of Jacob Israel, the known society. The belief is the true faith. The religion of the Jew Pharisees had replaced the Christianity of the Old Testament, and they were teaching a counterfeit doctrine, just like today's churches, which do the same. Verse 9. For Elohim is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. Night and day praying exceedingly, that we might see your face, and might perfect that which is lacking in the belief of you. Verse 10. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of Elohim to come unto you. In verse 1, called is G28:22, kletos, and means divinely selected and appointed. Separated is G8:73, aphorizo, which means to appoint, set apart for some purpose. In verse 2, the promise is stated, which was foretold by the prophets and is about Israelites. Verse 3 states lineage, that being the seed of David, which Christ was of. Verse 4, declared, is G37:24, horizo, and means to ordain, determine, appoint. Yeshua, Yahweh in the flesh, was appointed to die for his racial family. In verse 6, called is also kletos and means divinely selected. In verse 7, called saints is also kletos, and saints is G40, hagios, which is a set apart one. In verse 8, Paul is thanking Yahweh that the belief is spoken of them throughout the society. The belief is not Judeo-Christianity or any of the 33,000 so-called versions of it. True Israelites spread the belief. The churches and those deceived spread false beliefs. In verse 10, the will of Elohim is G2307, thelema, and means the purpose of God, the command, choice, desire, or pleasure of God. The will of God is that we answer the call, but most of our people's ears tickle for Jewish Jesus instead, so those ones will not be chosen. Romans 8:27, and Yeshua that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints, or the blameless, or set-apart ones, according to the will of Elohim. Saints are the called-out ones. Only the seed of Isaac through Jacob are saints. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Elohim, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Called is kletos again, meaning appointed. Purpose is G4286, prothesis, and means a setting forth of, placing of it in view. It also references the showbread. When you are called, you are being placed in view. You are set forth as a purpose. This would be to witness, because if you are called, then you are being given knowledge and understanding, which your purpose now is to share it. You are now a shepherd, a watchman. Notice also that not only does those who love God are obeying him, but are blameless and can now receive the Holy Spirit. All Israelites are saints. Not all Israelites are blameless. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The purpose is to imitate the example Christ set. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. In verses 29 to 30, predestinate is G4309, proorizo, and means to determine before, to ordain. Called is G2564, kaleo, and means to invite, to name by name, to bear a name. Justified is G1344, dikaioō, and means to render, regard or show as just, innocent, or righteous. Verse 31. And what shall we say then to these things? If Elohim be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, meaning his kinsmen, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect, or Elohim's chosen ones? It is Elohim that justifies. The original Greek reads, who shall bring an accusation against the chosen ones of Yahweh? It is Yahweh who renders justice. The churches not only trust in a Jewish Redeemer, but they also believe that they can declare themselves saved. They also believe that they choose to accept him. They may have read these verses to mean that they get to predestinate themselves and invite themselves and render themselves as justified and righteous. Saints, brethren, called, elect, chosen race, royal priesthood, peculiar people, set-apart nation. All these are referring to Israelites, his chosen ones. Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. While Christ means anointed, as in the Anointed One of Israel, the King James Version translators should have rendered this, I speak the truth among the anointed, instead of I say the truth in Christ, because it's referring to the group, the called out or anointed seed of Abraham, Israelites of the 12 tribes. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, is speaking to Israelites, both of the circumcised, meaning the Israelites in Judea, and the uncircumcised, meaning the Greeks, who are just some of the dispersed 10 tribes. He is the apostle to the nations of the 12 tribes. The other apostles mostly brought the gospel to the Israelite Judeans. Paul and Peter brought the gospel to the dispersed nations, descendants of those who were not part of the Exodus and missed the experiences that the Judeans and the house of Israel went through. He is graphing the unlearned and forgetful Israelite nations back in. Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I wish that myself were banned from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Paul was not banned from Christ. Again, Christ here should have been anointed. Paul was banned from the groups and assemblies of his brethren by the Edomite scribes and Pharisees who wanted to keep their own traditions of men, their own version of the laws of Moses. The truth and the gospel was threatening their control and position. Here's verse 3 again, and it's not talking about Gentiles. My kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption, meaning the position of sons, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of Elohim, and the promises. An important note, the proof of deliberate false teaching by today's churches. In verse 4, Paul is addressing Israelites. If the adoption is for Gentiles, why is he stating that the adoption pertains to Israel? The church does not replace Israel. Only Israelites can claim what was promised to obedient Israelites. Verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, Elohim blessed forever. Amen. The translators either deliberately or ignorantly botched this verse up. Let's look at the original Greek for verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom are the anointed in regards to the flesh, being over all blessed of Yahweh for the ages, truly. Verse 6. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Not everyone that is dwelling with Israel is of Israel. Esau's Jewish descendants claim they are Judah and are not. John chapter 8, Christ explains the same thing. The Jews are not of us. These Edomites infiltrated and corrupted the religious sects in Christ's time and perverted scripture. Not everybody in church is white or even Israelites. None of them are chosen because they worship Jews and believe lies, but many of the Israelites among them are being called. They just have too much wax in their ears and sleep crust in their eyes and have been brainwashed by fake Christianity. Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Yitzchak shall thy seed be called by the name of Yahweh. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These, meaning Ishmaelites and Keturites, are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Abraham had children with Hagar and Keturah too, but the promises and covenant was with Isaac's offspring through Jacob. Even though Ishmael and Keturah's children were Abraham's children, they were excluded from the inheritance. How can the churches claim that they and Gentiles are part of the inheritance too? They can't. It's not up to them. And this is a false teaching. Verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose, or the intention, or the setting forth of Elohim according to election, or according to choice, might stand, not of works, meaning the sacrificial rituals, but of him that calls or bids. This is referring to Jacob and Esau. Yahweh knew the purpose for these twins, these Goyim twins that were in the belly of a supposed Jewish woman. He knew that Esau would be a race traitor and despise his birthright. He hated Esau, who mixed with the satanic daughters of Cain. Yahweh had chosen Jacob to be the bearer of the light. Yahweh chose Esau's Jewish children to be the destroyers of the light. How else would this life be a test and proving grounds without them? The last part of verse 11 is stating that Yahweh chose Abraham not because of works or ritual performance, but because of Abraham's righteousness and obedience. He believed in Yahweh's promise. Paul was preaching that the rituals cannot save you. Yeshua does. And besides, the transition of ending the ritual sacrifices was not understood yet by the people. Christ was the last sacrifice. In verse 11, purpose is prothesis, which is a setting forth, a placing in view. Election is G1589, ekloge, and it's the act of Yahweh's choice by which before the foundation of the world he decreed his blessings to certain persons. Those being the believing, obeying, and loyal children of Jacob. Him that calleth is G2564, kaleo, and refers to those invited, given, and called by a name. Those would be the children of Israel. Verse 12. It was said unto her, meaning Rebekah, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? God forbid. For he said unto Moshe, I will have mercy, or loving commitment, on whom I will have loving commitment, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Exodus 33:19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. The children of Jacob are the vessels of mercy, the ones who show loving commitment to their kinsmen, which is mercy, compassion, and love, will be shown the same from Yahweh. Verse 16. So then, it is not of him that wishes, nor of him that strives, but of Elohim that shows mercy, or loving commitment. For the scriptures say unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, has he mercy, or loving commitment, on whom he will, and whom he will, he hardens. Yahweh saved our ancestors from Pharaoh to demonstrate his power and to teach us a lesson. The Pharaoh in Joseph's time in Egypt was a Hamite, racial kinsman to Israel. Here was the grandson of that Pharaoh. He was a race-mixed bastard with Hittite blood. Yahweh uses the enemies of our own race as well as those not of our race to punish us when we habitually stray. Romans 9:26. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, You are not my people, there shall they be called, or receive, or bear the name, the children of the living Elohim. Hosea 1:10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, You are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, You are the sons of the living Elohim. This prophecy has come true here in America, because when we disobey, we become as the heathen to Yahweh, and he does not know us. We are called Gentiles, goyim, not God's people, today by Jews, the churches, and the world. When Yahweh opens your eyes and your understanding, then you know who you are and whose you are, and the name you are called by. Romans 10:11. For the Scripture says, Whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Judean and the Greek, for the same Master over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Israelite Judeans and Israelite Greeks, Hellene. Paul is talking to Israelite Romans. The message is for all Israelites everywhere. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be preserved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they be believing in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a proclamation? The scattered, lost Israelites of Israel did not hear of Yeshua because they did not return to their lands after the captivities. They forgot their heritage and identity. Verse 15. And how shall they proclaim, except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. Sent is G649, apostello, and means to set apart, to order one to go to a place appointed. Verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Yahweh, who has believed our report? Not everyone preaching Christ is sent. None of the pastors of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity are sent by Yahweh. None of them preach the gospel or even obey it. How could they? They preach Haimi Jesus, a perverted gospel that includes everybody that chooses this Sheeny Jesus. They've erased his laws because they believe they are saved already and can't sin because of grace. No, they have not believed the report. Verse 17. So then, the belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. This does not mean that when you hear some toothless pulpit bastard recite verses from the KJ perversion, that you are hearing the word of God. Hearing by the word of God means understanding the truth and making the necessary lifestyle changes and taking hold of the belief. Hearing is G189, akoye, which is the thing heard, the preaching of the gospel. The related word is G191, akuo, which means to understand. Word is G4487, Rhema, and is a command. It's also a pouring forth. If just hearing the words repeated from the Bible and declaring you're saved was really how it works, then why is all of the so-called denominations filled with ignorant and blind Jew lovers? Why are so many of them sick, fake, and have shallow understanding? Romans 11:5. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election, or according to the choice of grace, which is favor and divine influence. Only a remnant keeps the word, even today. A remnant is a very few. Remnant is G3005, limema, and means a remainder. Out of all those called, the few that are chosen are the remainder, and the ones not chosen are raptured, raptured to their mansions in the lake of fire. Election is ekloge, which is a predestined choice by Yahweh. Grace is divine influence and can only be sparked within Israelites. It is the favor which comes from the promises made with Abraham. Verse 6, and if by grace, or favor, then it is no more of works, or rituals. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of rituals, then it is no more favor. Otherwise, work is no more work. If we receive favor by rituals, then what good is favor if all we have to do is a ritual? Verse 7. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election, or, but the chosen have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Yahweh chooses who sees and who does not. Verse 8. According as it is written, Elohim has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Yahweh knows who will respond and who will not. We have free will, and we were given instructions and commands to follow. It's up to us to use our brains, our spirit, these instructions in Scripture, and a mouth to ask Yahweh for help, guidance, and discernment. If we are sincere and will continue in the way, He will answer us, because we are His chosen ones. The Assyrian and Babylonian captivities were because of disobedience. It was a divorce. Israel was cast off and forgot their heritage, but they were still Israel. Christ reconciled the children of Israel both near and far. Verse 18. Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root you. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in? Correct, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by belief. Be not high-minded, but revere, for if Elohim spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not you. Paul was telling the Israelite Judeans and the dispersed Israelite nations that they were of the same tree, and not to boast because they, meaning the Israelite Judeans, had the law and the others, the lost and dispersed Israelites, didn't. They were all of the same lump. Verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Elohim, on them which fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for Elohim is able to graft them in again. Notice the word again. Only something that was broken off can be grafted back to its original. This is not talking about Gentiles and racial aliens being grafted in with Israelites. Verse 24, "For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the dispersed nations be come in." To know the mystery, you have to know the history. When Yahweh cast off his cheating wife, they became ignorant and blind pagans. Verse 26, "And so all Israel shall be preserved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob." Isaiah 45:17, "But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end." Paul either misquotes Isaiah, or he understands that a remnant of each tribe of Israel shall be saved. Just being an Israelite is not a guarantee. Verse 27, "For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." Isaiah 27:9, "By this therefore shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, the pagan Asherah poles and images shall not stand up." Jeremiah 31:31, "Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Verse 28, "As concerning the gospel, they are on your account enemies, but as touching the election," or the choice, "they are beloved for the fathers' sakes." Paul emphasizes to the Judean Israelites that the dispersed 10 tribes are Israelites as well, so don't be jealous. They are your brethren. Romans 16:13, "Salute Rufus, chosen," or a chosen one, "in the prince, and his mother and mine." Rufus is Paul's half-brother, who is of British royalty. Rufus Puddins was the brother-in-law of the British princess Claudia. There are many historical records that present Britain as being the first kingdom to receive the gospel. Romans is packed full of clear statements of who the chosen people of Yahweh are, and it's not Gentiles, the Jews, the other races, the believers, or the church. Paul addresses Roman Israelites, reacquainting them with their identity and heritage because they are of the chosen race of Jacob. We see that those called and chosen are predestinated, which means there is no such thing as declaring yourself saved or you choosing him. Paul reiterates that in Isaac's seed are we called. This is a statement of lineage, fleshly ancestry, not becoming spiritual Israel as the churches teach. That the promises were made to the children of Israel and only Israelites are called saints, which account for the covenant. The purpose of being chosen is to be a witness. Prothesis means to be placed into view. A just believer is not a witness. Being chosen is being given a duty to represent. We see that not everybody who preaches is sent by Yahweh. In fact, no pastor preaching a Jewish Jesus is sent by Yahweh. We also see that hearing comes by the command of Yahweh. It's not about hearing words from a perverted translation and basing your faith on that. It's about caring what and who you believe, and studying and praying for knowledge and understanding and discernment, and by doing that, you put yourself into position to be considered as a dependable and worthy asset to witness to others of the truth. It's up to Yahweh to choose you. 1 Corinthians 1:1, Paul, called, or appointed, to be an apostle of Yeshua Christ through the will of Elohim, and Sosthenes, our brother. Paul was called by Yahweh to be the manager of his family. Verse 2, unto the assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified, or set apart, in Christ Yeshua, called, or divinely appointed, saints, or set apart, with all that in every place call upon the name of Yeshua Christ our Master, both theirs and ours. Those who are sanctified and called saints can only be those of Israel. In verse 2, instead of call upon the name, the original Greek reads, calling themselves by the name, showing that the seed of Abraham is the sanctified, holy, set apart, called out people. Called out from what? Set apart from who? From everyone else. The Bible is about the generations, the race of Adam. The church and Gentiles are not the called. Verse 3, grace, or favor, or divine influence, be unto you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and from the Master Yeshua Christ. The theme and context never changes. The apostles were Israelites of the tribe of Benjamin. The children of Israel are the only people in Scripture called saints, or are sanctified. Verse 4, I thank my Elohim always on your behalf, for the grace, or favor, or divine influence of Elohim which is given you by Yeshua Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. He wants you to know your heritage, understand Scripture, and follow his example. Verse 6, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Testimony should read proof, and Christ should read the anointed, meaning the people or group, the 12 tribes. We are the proof of the called out anointed seed which Christ died for. Verse 6 in the Greek, just as the proof of the anointed was confirmed among you. Verse 7, so that you come behind in no gift, or divine gratuity, waiting for the coming of our Master Yeshua Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Master Yeshua Christ. Come behind in no gift means lacking or deficient. We would not be waiting for Christ if he didn't die for us, because the free gift, or the divine gratuity, is salvation. We do not have salvation because we believe. Rather, we believe because we have salvation, if we do our part and follow him. If you don't follow him and would rather follow Jewish Jesus, then you won't be able to access your free gift. There won't be no Jew worshippers in heaven. How can you be blameless just by belief? Being blameless is directly connected to following the law, which churchianity has rejected. Verse 9, Elohim is trustworthy, by whom you were called, or bid, unto the fellowship of his Son Yeshua Christ our Master. The churches teach you get to choose him. Isaiah 49:7, thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of Yahweh that is trustworthy, the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. In verse 9, fellowship is G2842, koinonia, and means association, communion, joint participation, contribution, fulfilling the apostolic office. Your fellowship is either with Yeshua Christ, or it's with Jewish Jesus and his demons. Verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of Elohim, the society by wisdom knew not Elohim. It pleased Elohim by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verses 19 and 20. The whole thing about the gospel sounded crazy to the Greeks, many who were of the dispersed 10 tribes, the uncircumcised. Yahweh has been pleased by the folly of the proclamation, or the preaching of the gospel, among unbelievers to reach those who would be believing. Verse 22. For the Judeans require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Judeans a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Isaiah 8:14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The house of Judah were Israelites living in Jerusalem. The house of Israel were the Israelites that lived all over the Greco-Roman world. These Israelites were the lost sheep which the gospel was sent to. Verse 24. But unto them which are called, or invited, or appointed, both Judeans and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ the power of God reads different in the original Greek. It reads, anointed of Yahweh, power and wisdom. The word Christ does not always refer to Christ. It sometimes identifies the called-out seed or group, Israelites. In this case, both Judeans and Greek Israelites, hence the anointed children of Jacob. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of Elohim is wiser than men, and the weakness of Elohim is stronger than men, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. John 7:48. Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? Just because someone is noble or holds high office doesn't mean they are called. The Pharisees were Jews that usurped the priesthood and posed as Israelites. They were not called. Paul was a Pharisee by profession. He was not a Jew. Paul was a Roman citizen, and no Jew could be a citizen of Rome. Yahweh called Paul out of Jewry. Verse 27. But Elohim has chosen the foolish things of the society to confound the wise, and Elohim has chosen the weak things of the society to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, has Elohim chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. The Greek reads verse 28 as, and the low-born of the society, and the despised, Yahweh has chosen, those that are not, in order that he may annul those that are. Verse 29, that no flesh should boast in his presence. Your stature in life matters not. Yahweh humbles the proud and arrogant, and he lifts up the meek and the poor.
I will stand in the congregation, and I will exalt you. I will stand in the congregation, and I will exalt you.